Go on down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a new service for Gulf Coast visitors.
We are still seeing some scattered tar balls wash ashore, but on most of our beaches this weekend, we have seen little signs of oil.
The Alabama Gulf Coast Visitors Bureau is issuing beach updates on its website.
While you may see some seaweed and some scattered tar balls in one small area, if you go a half a mile down the beach, there might not be anything except for our beautiful sugar white sand.
They are basically upbeat, but I have to say, the mention of tar balls is remarkably candid for a tourism site. They're not pretending nothing's wrong.
We still have that precautionary swim advisory.
Can you imagine a theme park website saying something like, and occasionally people can get thrown from the rickety roller coaster? I mean, it's refreshing. So people who are planning to visit the Gulf should go. In fact, they should go not in spite of the occasional tar balls, but because of them. There's a backlash against punishing BP now, right? Both in Congress and among many residents of the Gulf who don't like the idea of a drilling moratorium because it kills jobs. But what we do know is this. A democracy needs educated citizens. And the best way for citizens to educate themselves about the stakes along the Gulf Coast is to visit. Touching a tar ball is a lot different than reading about it. So if you're planning a visit to the Gulf, you should go. There are a gazillion discounts. There may, in fact, not be tar balls where you're staying. And you can think of it as part vacation, part fact-finding mission.
Our cleanup crews are working around the clock to keep our beaches clean.
GulfShores.com. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.